You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
702.
WhatsApp Bongani
on 072 702 1702.
Do send us your voice notes. That's, of course, on that number that you've just heard there, 0702-1702-702. Keep them under 30 minutes and, of course, tell us who you are. But in the meantime, as you would have heard in EWN, Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa has led a bidding committee that's contesting to host the 10th Rugby World Cup tournament in 2023. This was in London today. He was, of course, accompanied by Sports Minister Thulasi Ngesi. So what do we hear from Thulasi? You know, after Fikile Mbalula, you kind of expect your sports minister to be somebody you hear from all the time. Anyway, I mean, how quickly does time fly? It seems just the other day when we hosted the Rugby World Cup in 1995. And of course, who can forget the success of the FIFA World Cup in 2010? For government, it's once again a priority project. This World Cup, should it be hosted in South Africa, they say can break barriers, create hope and unite humanity. We've now got on the line Mark Alexander, president of the South African Rugby Union. Mark Alexander, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
So how did today's bid go?
I think it went very well. Our Deputy President, His Excellency Cyril Ramaphosa, spoke very well. We answered all the probing questions, as you know. The first talk about stability in government, security. And I think our Deputy President responded positively to their questions. And I think our value proposition we put on the table was well received by World Rugby.
I mean, what does it take to win something of this nature?
You know, the difference with this, but this time round, is your value proposition. What the World Rugby has done, they've hired a consulting company and Dow Jones to evaluate the bid. So it's all about what you've the value proposition you put on the table.
To whom?
Once Dow Jones has looked through your bid and the consulting company, they will make a recommendation as a preferred candidate, be it South Africa, Australia, Ireland, or France. It's based on your value proposition. It's not a horse trading exercise. It's based on the value proposition. Now, when one considers that, South Africa has all the stadia in place. We don't have to build new stadia. The stadia is in place. Our government has given us the financial guarantees, which is irrevocable. It's 120 for the tournament fee, plus an additional 40 million pounds as a sweetener for the bid. So we put a very compelling bid together, be it facilities-wise, be it player-centric, or be it just the financial benefits to World Rugby.
That's what I was about to ask. Is the value proposition for World Rugby in general, or is it about what good it can create for the host country?
Rugby. It's about World Rugby. World Rugby operates from World Cup to World Cup. That's the biggest generator of funds, which is the World Cup.
So like FIFA did in 2010, can they make money?
They can make money. Well, before they even sell one ticket, we guarantee £220 million in the bank.
Now, many people would say that's good for World Rugby, but what good will it do for us?
Well, we're talking about generating £512 million for South Africa. But what we've done this time round, the rugby and government has agreed, there's a percentage out of there, out of the profits that we will put into a trust for the smaller federations in the country that don't enjoy sponsorship.
Yeah.
So it's not only a rugby bid. We got a sweetener there in there for the smaller federations. So it can be a sports bid and rather than a rugby bid.
Is it the hope that, like 2010, galvanized South Africans and united us in a way that perhaps we hadn't since 1995, that this might do it again?
I think, you know, the one thing that brings South Africans together is sport. It's the one time we forget about the political affiliation, the religion, color. We bring that brings the country together. And I think we need a good story to tell in South Africa. And by winning this, but we'll galvanize our country once again.
When can we expect the announcement of the preferred bidder?
Well, there will be a recommendation given to World Rugby by the 30th of October. And on the 15th of November, the council will be presented with a preferred bidder, and they will vote on that. So the 15th of November, there will be an announcement.
All right. Well, Mark Alexander, I suppose we should say good luck.
No, thank you very much, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. Mark Alexander, the president of the South African Rugby Union, on the line from London there, where he, of course, was with Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa as they led that bidding committee trying to host the 10th Rugby World Cup tournament that's going to be happening in 2023. And I do want to ask this question. I mean, it is Heritage Day. Do we rely too much on these sporting events to galvanize us and unite us when we perhaps don't always do the work that we ought to do when there are no tournaments, when there is no big hoo-ha about having a big sporting event in South Africa? Are we doing the work that we need to do, or do we sort of rely on something like this, the idea that we'll all be wearing Springbok jerseys when such a tournament might be hosted in South Africa, and then we sort of wait for the next big thing to come along? But taking all of that away, remember this song.